forelegs, and the ham was the hog's hind legs. Mm-hmm. And then it was cut, we had backbone. Now they have spare ribs, but we used to have backbone. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the best part of the meat. And of course, if the liver was good, some livers is wormy. But if the livers is good, we especially kept the livers.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean some livers are wormy?
Well, they just get worms in them. Whenever we butcher the hog, we find worms in the liver.
Are those what kind of worms are they? Do you know? I heard of something that is like it's dangerous to eat just say raw pork because.
Because there may be worms. Yeah. Well, these was little red worms. They was about, they was long enough for anybody to see. And they were, you could tell when the liver wasn't perfect, it would have, it looked more like what I call sores on the liver. And you could cut into it and that worm would wiggle in there. You could see that there's a worm in the liver. But now, when I buy liver sometime, but I always look. Mm-hmm. At a liver very closely, and I have dressed chickens and worms sometimes in chicken livers. I don't mean to turn you against the chicken liver, but it's true.
Can you tell from?
Yes, you can tell from the outside if they're wormy. People that's used to we dress practically all of the chickens. Now we go to the grocery store and buy them, but they're inspected at. At the poultry, where they dress chickens, they tell me that there's somebody there that inspects them because mm-hmm. I have been very inquisitive and asked about these, if the liver and gizzard is inspected, mm-hmm. and they say they are. Since I've been buying chickens, I've never found one that looked like was wormy, what I call wormy.
Yeah.
That meant.
You ever speak of Midland?
Midland meat.
Yeah,
that's the size. That Midland meat is what we make the bacon off.
What's the difference? You use the word bacon and Midland and it's all side
meat and Midland meat and bacon is all of the same part of the hog.
Uh-huh.
What I always knew is the same part of the hog.
When you talk about a Midland of bacon or a side of bacon?
Whenever we hung up Midlands, that was the side of the hog that on in the summer we cut and got the bacon.
Uh-huh. When you talk about bacon, then, are you talking about that slice thing?
Yeah.
Already sliced?
We had to slice it. We didn't have a slicer. Uh-huh. We had to have a sharp knife to slice it ourselves. But we always, after it dried, we called it bacon.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you buy in the store now
is bacon. Sliced. Yes. But the thing you buy in the store now, don't they call it sides? Or do they call it Midlands?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not either, but I think it's sides of meat.
That thing is already sliced up?
No, before it's sliced.
Oh. Yeah.
After it's sliced, put out, it sliced, it's bacon.
Uh-huh. Mm. But before it slices.
I think it's sides of meat.
Uh-huh. And the outside of the bacon, the part that you
skin.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
some people like to have the bacon sliced with the skin on it, and others want the skin all taken off. You have bought it with the skin on it, haven't you?
I may have. I'm not sure.
I have. I'm very often buying bacon with the skin on, and when I use my grocerman. He usually asks me, do I want it sliced? I say, yeah, skin on or off. And I usually say on.
Hmm.
Because I like to fry the meat, fry the bacon with the skin on.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of pork meat could you use, or hog meat could you use for cooking with?
Well, now the heads.